You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Truck Yeah,
Truck Yeah
podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. As always, joined with Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, how are we doing?
Great. How are
awesome.
You?
Awesome. Awesome. Really important topic today. A serious topic. We hope that we can, deliver some positive messages around mental health. So September is National Suicide Prevention Month. We're really focused on it here at Zipline to breaking the stigma around mental health and improving the overall well-being of both our employees and our customers. It's really important to talk about mental health in the workplace. And as a parent, I certainly feel that way. As someone who has some personal experience with mental health issues, I think it's really important as well. And it's definitely in our mission statement, right? Our mission statement says improving the lives of transportation professionals. Mental health is a big part of that. So we're going to get into, let's just kick it off with some stats, right? Some information that we found. In some cases, I think it's necessarily like surprising, but 1 in 5 Americans struggle with mental health issues daily. That's 20% for those who like it in a different format. Half of U.S. adults who have a mental illness, 27 million people, battling mental illness without treatment. That's a really powerful thing to think about, right?
Yeah.
90% of people who die by suicide showed at least one side of mental illness before their death. So the signs are there 90% of the time. And really, that kind of goes back to what we're doing today. We're talking about it to try and address those. Mm-hmm. and maybe prevent some of those, hopefully prevent some of those. And then finally, 50% of people who suffer a mental illness in their lifetime will also suffer from substance abuse issues, which those tend to go hand in hand.
Yeah. I think it's great that you're sharing these stats. I also think that stats sometimes, without the right context around them, add to that stigma that people are afraid to reach out and ask for help or talk about something, and they just push it down and think like, it's fine, I'll get through it, let me just push through this and it's going to be fine. And that's not the case. This is here to show that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't see that unless yep. you hear the whole story.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, so let's kind of get centric to logistics in general.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've both been here at Zipline for 10 years. I've been in logistics for 15 years. The last 2 years happened to be the most, I would say, disruptive.
Yes.
For most everybody, right?
Yeah.
All across the world, the pandemic, shutdowns has turned in many ways upside down the lives of certainly everybody, but also the logistics industry. Labor shortages, the ports being backlogged, material and product shortages, rising costs, both fuel and freight. We've had a couple of extreme weather events, some new regulations. All this has created, I guess, chaos in the industry and forced people to figure out how to deal with the increased demand. And I think a lot of times, in my opinion, I guess I don't know if there's any stats to back this up, but a lot of times logistics, it's very focused on what's happening right now, right?
Yeah.
Where's my truck right now to pick up?
Yeah.
Where's this to delivery right now? And we kind of lose fact of all of these things causing that upheaval and like how it's affecting people on a day-to-day basis. So we've stretched the industry as a whole very, very thin because we're trying to catch up with all this intense demand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everybody, right? Truck drivers, warehouse folks in our office and, mm-hmm. and across the industry, shippers, receivers, transportation managers alike. you're just managing increased workload, right? And,
yeah.
And in some cases, I thought it was like a personal challenge for me was when we were at home, right? You didn't have your group that was, a lot of times it didn't feel like you had your group because you're just by yourself. I know for me, I worked in my basement and it was like poor lighting and not the most ergonomic, comfortable chair that we have here at Zipline Logistics. And, you know, it's just a totally different environment. And you just had to figure out a way to deal with it. So that was definitely interesting. What were some of the things you experienced during the pandemic?
Well, I just had my third daughter during the pandemic. The day I was released to have physical activity again after my C-section, everything shut down.
Nice.
I was worried if I was even going to still have a job because I was on leave. And the industry almost, not shut down, but slowed down a lot. It was really scary.
Yeah.
And then coming back into it without a daycare because daycare shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I have three kids at home, one 3 months old, working with her in my arms, taking complaints and questions and concerns from everybody. And it was very stressful and I had nowhere to turn. I couldn't show the stress on the phone to the customers. Couldn't show the stress to my kids.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my team. I had no one that I could turn around to and just vent really quickly, which is one of the beauties of our floor.
Yeah.
And agreed. So it was definitely a change, on how we did that. But luckily, there were so many different avenues that we figured out quickly because we work in such a fast-paced environment and industry. Zipline reacted quickly. We had, you know, different happy hours that were set up through what was that app that we used? It wasn't Teams; it was some other app, like the What's Up app or something.
Party something. Party,
house party app.
House party. There we go. Free ad.
You could do where you had like the images of like hats and you could play games.
Yep.
And it just allowed you a space to just release and be a goofball for a minute. Mm-hmm. We got to experience funny things like the way people had food delivered, no contact delivery on the third floor of a building. And it just kind of helped you realize that like everybody else is going through this too. And it Zipline did that so then we could do it for our customers and our carriers so we could relate. It's really hard to relate to other ones when you feel other people when you don't feel like anyone's relating to you.
Absolutely.
So I really enjoyed that they quickly figured out a way to talk about funny jokes about like make sure you're showering even though you're working from home.
Yeah.
And we had inside jokes created so we felt like we had that community still.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
I think that's a really cool element of certainly working here for, like I said, the last 10 years of, we talked about it at the top, improving the lives of transportation professionals. That's our mission statement. And obviously, we have transportation professionals here at Zipline.
We do.
We have a ton of ways that the company improves our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got done on Wellness Wednesday and doing some stretching. You mentioned all the things that were accomplished during the pandemic to try and make things more normal. Keep us connected, right? We've got the open floor concept. Mm-hmm. All of those things are really valuable to making the work experience solid here. But the other aspect of that is improving the lives of transportation professionals that are outside of these walls.
Mm-hmm.
We just touched on it. People are overworked. People are stretched thin. People are looking for somebody to extend a hand and help them in difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't plan to say that in my 10 years that I've helped someone with their mental health aspect. I do feel that I have many examples where people call me at 3:30 or 4:30 in the afternoon, 7:30 at night. I need you to figure out a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat because I am in a rock and a hard place. And that's what I think has really improved their lives and developed trust.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it on our values podcast, partnership. Those are the things that I think really drive home improving the lives of those transportation professionals. We are a group that I hope I know they feel that they can lean on us to deliver when they're in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to naturally improve their lives, right? Like they found someone that they can partner with and build on that with. So I think that's really, really important.
I think so too. And I think in our last podcast that we did on the values, we talk about communication, and that became so much more crucial during the pandemic.
Agreed.
Is that you needed that communication, and again, like that active listening on the phone versus in person versus Teams is all different. And I do think everyone on our floor here was really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to listen to that person on the phone, listen to their problems, make sure that they related to them, and then solved it. That's why we retained the majority of our customers through the pandemic, just like we do through every natural disaster.
Right. Yeah.
Or problem that comes up is just because we're humans and we accept it, and we accept other people to be humans too. We want them to feel comfortable to come in here and have a real partnership.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's why our, you know, again, talking about our retail specialization,
mm-hmm.
all those things we just talked about really tie into that service element, delivering on time, the trust. We have people and carriers. We have people within these walls who have been trained. We have carriers who understand the requirements, who are value our partnership that we have with them,
mm-hmm.
And our customers, and they want to go above and beyond and deliver there.
Yeah.
That's where our world-class customer service comes in. We adapt quickly and efficiently,
yes.
to the problems that arise, right? Nothing is good. Very rarely does something go perfectly. I say that we moved 65,000 loads last year. I think a few of them went perfect. But either way.
Perfectly imperfect.
Yeah, yeah. Daily things pop up. We offer creative solutions. We talk about being proactively communication and being an extension of our clients. We also talked about on our last podcast the integrity portion with our mm-hmm. Canopy software.
Yes.
We're not hiding. I think that's another element of really, you know, sometimes people just want to go and find information,
yes.
and they don't want to have a conversation, or they don't want to send an email.
Sometimes that's the biggest help, is not having to speak to someone.
Yep.
Just get the information you need and move about your day. Just not having that added stress of having to explain why you feel like you need something that should have already been given to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. I think it's just trying to be easy to work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another way to improve the lives of our transportation professionals.
And I think we do a good job of making it easy to work with us because we focus on our people first. Our partners, if you hear them say anything, the biggest or the best part of this company is the people. That's the value.
Yeah.
Is the people.
Agreed.
And they
that's
spend,
the product.
Yeah, it's us.
Yep.
The best thing about that is they really care. We have a beautiful new office.
Mm-hmm.
We have constant snacks, some of them healthy, some of them not.
Some of them
sometimes
healthy.
You
yep.
need that.
Yep.
We have activities. We have individual teams that do activities. I know you often buy your team lunch and take them out for team bonding,
yep.
which is important to help with that support. If you can't support your team, you can't support your customers.
Agreed.
And then we have different health and wellness. We have Meditation Mondays. We have Wellness Wednesday. We have ClassPass and different workout facilities nearby. So you can even take a lunch break and just blow off some steam. We have the EAP, which is 6 free sessions if you want to call and talk to someone in order to get set up with therapy or talk to the right person about your feelings.
That's really cool.
And all of these different things make a difference. If you don't care about the people, your product, it's not going to go very well. It's very apparent that Zipline does. I feel that they do.
What's your favorite work perk that Zipline offers?
Honestly, I would probably say it's the snacks, because I have a hard time packing lunch a lot
with
all the kids. And it's really nice just to know that sometimes on Wednesdays when I come here, I'm going to have food. It's okay that I forgot it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
there's
by just fine.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to reveal some breaking news on this podcast. I think your favorite work perk is the obstacle course outside, because
yes.
I saw you and Emily McGill on the balance beam at lunch today.
Yes, I can do the monkey bars all the way through now. It's very exciting.
That's really impressive. Well, as we wind down, a couple things we want to share. So resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, dial 988 to contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Super simple, 988. Just dial that. Hit send. There we go. The new shorter phone number makes it easier for people to remember and access mental health crisis services. the previous number, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 8255, 1-800-273-8255 number. Will continue to function indefinitely, but quick and easy, dial 988 to contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This has been the Truck Yeah Podcast. We appreciate you listening on a very, very important issue. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.